Today's program is brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheese that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee, host of Full Service Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this show, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
From Heritage Radio and Thrillist, it's Serial, a podcast about cereal. I'm Ben Robinson, editorial director of Thrillist, the website that tells you where to eat cereal, and also every other food ever in more than 30 cities across the cereal mad globe. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely proud to tell you, through your Beats by Dr. Dre studio model headphones, that we have an extra special, extra hairy guest for this week's episode of Cereal. He's a man of many names. Fabrizio Goldstein, Patrick Jewing, Whitney Houston, Juther Vandross, Ulysses S. Grant, the King of Brunch, which oddly doesn't have the word Jew in it, the man that 90% of Australians lost their virginity to, the one, the only, the never lonely, Fat Jew.
Hey, hi. Hi. Radio on the internet. Here we go.
Mr. Jew, how's it going?
How you doing? I emotionally or physically?
Let's go with physically first.
Horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, you look like shit.
Horrendous. Yeah. Yeah. My doctor like called me recently. I have this like gruff doctor.
He just calls you up.
He's very gruff. He calls me like hun, you know? He's like an old Jew, you know? He's like, hey. He leaves me a voicemail. He's like, hey, hun. It's me, Dr. Goldberg. I got your blood work back. Everything looks all right. But I think between me and you, we both know everything's not all right. Yeah. So like my body's falling apart.
I don't know that.
But emotionally, I'm doing fucking great. Yeah. I feel fucking great.
You're beaming.
Yeah, oh my God. I feel like I'm at Coachella on 100 pills of ecstasy, dressed like Pocahontas. Yeah.
If you're on 100 pills of ecstasy, you can go to Coachella whenever you want.
Correct. You can go to Coachella in your mind, to mental Coachella.
I'm glad to hear that half of you is doing great.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's fantastic.
It's the yin and the yang.
That's better than most people.
That's right.
That I hang out with, at least. You do a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're a writer. You're a video star,
mm-hmm.
musician,
mm-hmm.
hip hop, artiste.
Formerly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Author. I think for a while you were running around upper class neighborhoods with a mighty ladder, getting cats out of trees.
Yep. I'm a hero.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking hero.
That was important work.
I'm a giver.
What now? What are you giving now?
Yeah. What do I not do? Is really the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what you
I completely
do.
Feel I'm doing some plus size modeling.
Okay.
Yeah, totally. I'm doing a lot of weird shit. I have a rosé coming out.
Interesting.
That's a real thing.
I'd love to hear about that.
Tell yeah. me. I have a rosé coming out called White Girl. Yeah. It's really good. I went out recently to California and like tasted grapes. Yeah.
You squeezed the grapes.
Yeah. I like know some wine shit now. Uh-huh. I'm like, this Sauvignon's too fucking buttery. Get it the fuck out of my face.
Oh, you can't have that.
No, I don't want this buttery at all.
No.
Right. So that's coming out in like May, and that's by the way, very hip hop. Just like come on, immediately promote my liquor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Like coming this summer, you know what I mean? Just like
so yo, the hip hop career continues.
Yo, I'm a brand architect. Yeah. I'm doing like a lot of I'm getting paid to be a complete fucking moron. It's really great. Pandering to millennials, all kinds of shit.
You figured it out.
Yeah, I figured it out. Dad wanted me to be a podiatrist. Fuck you, dog. You know what I mean?
Still could be.
Still could be. That's, yeah. It's never too late to become a podiatrist.
Do you still love disgusting feet?
I do love feet, yeah. Okay. I actually do. I go on Bloomberg now every 2 weeks as the president of the internet and talk about hot internet trends in a tuxedo. Yeah, these are real fucking things that are happening in my actual life. 2015 is so dumb.
Most podiatrists... Yeah, they don't do that.
No.
Rarely.
Living my dreams. You know, you got to set the bar extremely low, step right over it. That's what my mm-hmm. grandfather always said. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck the Fosbury.
No, seriously. Just you know.
It's like a little...
Make your dreams shitty and then live all of them. I don't understand. Like, why is this so hard? You know what I mean? Have really shitty dreams.
So something that I've been having shitty dreams about a lot recently is your mom banging Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
Oof. Back in the 60s?
Yeah, like 71.
71.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Shel Silverstein isn't quite as hot as I was picturing him with those couple extra years tacked on.
He's very Sephardic. But, he's like super like swarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, he's not that hot. My mom was in like a cafe on like, you know, like whatever, like Prince Street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She lived upstairs. Her rent was like $3 a month, you know, because it was Soho in 1971 and like everything was basically free. And she was like in a mustard colored turtleneck, like writing in a, like journaling. Shel Step approached in like, and also in like a mustard colored turtleneck, read her like one poem. Next thing you know, they're upstairs and like his fucking, yeah, he's inside of her. He's growing in my mom. Because apparently my mother's vagina is the giving tree. Mm-hmm. It's where the sidewalk ends. Yeah, yeah. Shel Silverstein is not my father, although I wish that he was.
Still can be, maybe.
No, I'm not swarthy enough. I have, like, my skin is more, like, burrata colored.
They can work it out, stepdad. I don't know.
I know. But he's dead.
Oh, well.
Yeah, he's dead. Right. Whatever. But, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, it might be it for that.
I would do anything for him to be my dad. Yeah. I wonder what his dick looked like.
You know, it was probably, like, that, like, off-color green that most of his book jackets are.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. My mom's vagina
is all, it's kind of sketched out very, very simply.
All those poems are about my mother's
simple
vagina.
Simple but beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the thing that happened. My mom was very, very slutty. Yeah, very slutty. Recently, I have a motorcycle. And
congratulations.
Which is very not well, you know, I ride like obviously I ride hardcore, but also use turn signals and go the speed limit, very Jewy. And I'm like I pull up on my motorcycle, this is in like the fall, and my mom is there and I'm like, hey mom, jump on, you know, I'm like fucking around, and she goes, you know, I don't ride on motorcycles. And I go, obviously, you're a fucking pussy. You know? She gets offended and goes, I don't ride on motorcycles anymore. And I'm like, oh yeah. Turns out. So then I go, I don't understand what that means. She goes, I rode cross country with my boyfriend Don in 1968.
He sounds Italian.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know what? You've gone too far. I do not want to know about you and Don riding cross country and him just like entering your mouth from state to state as you like ride on a hog. Yeah, I cannot. No, I don't. This is too much. And when I'm saying it's too much, it's most definitely too much.
It's probably too much. Back to Shel. This is something I've been wondering about,
mm-hmm.
and wanting to ask you specifically for this show.
Yeah.
Do you think or do you know, was he the exquisite gentleman that we all picture him to be? Did he wake up that next morning and go get your mom a bowl of cereal?
Yeah.
Shel was a gracious
lover. Yeah. I would say he almost definitely brought her something. Yeah. He wiped her down. Yeah. With pages of poetry. He wiped his seed off of her with pages from his poetry book and probably got her a bowl of cereal. And that's the tasteful thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what poets are bang your mom for.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. When I fucked the ghost of James Joyce, he brought me a bowl of cereal.
Let
me
ask you,
I'm being dead serious right now. What year was cereal invented? But like not like a bowl of like oats.
No. We're talking like a modern 1890s basically.
Right.
Is when
there was a cereal?
Yeah, grape nuts have been around since 1897.
Ew.
All Kellogg's cornflakes are
right.
Or like in 1870s, I think.
What year did the first non old timey cereal come out that wasn't like made of wheat from a field?
1895.
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That was I think Lucky Charms.
Right, correct. Came out
1898.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's what eventually, you know,
what don't
turned the century. Teddy Roosevelt was like,
You're like a human Wikipedia. You're like a gay bear Wikipedia.
So I'm like horribly inaccurate most of the time.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you. So you've done some collaborations with some classic food brands,
mm-hmm.
for your business, let's
yes,
call it.
Right, my brand.
Burger King, Taco Bell.
Yep.
That might be it. I might be missing 100. But have there been interest from cereal companies? And they're listening right now. Trust me, they listen.
Right. That's who loves this show.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with cereal.
The only listeners, mainly.
Right.
That and, you know, confuse people who don't know how to spell.
Recently, Recently, I did. It wasn't for food, but I got a call from a prominent tool brand, an American tool brand called Craftsman, and they were like, what do you want to do for the Super Bowl? And I was like, I'd like you to build me a giant fucking bowl, the biggest bowl you can build me. I'm going to fill it with, I want you to fill it with chili. I'm going to sit in it, and then I want women of ill repute to like scantily clad to
but not in like the hip hop way.
No, no. I want like just
like ill.
No, not like ill. Yeah. No, I mean like
not like Nas's friends.
No, like women with wing tattoos who hate their dads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more shit like that. To sprinkle chopped onions and shredded cheese upon me as I sit in the chili. You can Google this if you Google like fat Jew chili, or if you have an intern, make him or her do it.
We have Shane, the milk boy. So
right.
Shane.
Milk Boy Shane?
Google that, please.
Google it. Right. I've actually...
He has no idea how to use computers.
I was sitting in food very early on the internet. Like, I've sat in, like, if you name a food, and I've filled a jacuzzi with it and sat in it. Name it right now.
Cereal.
Yeah. No.
All right.
That's the ironic part about what we're doing here.
We got to figure this out.
I've done everything but guacamole. Done it. Yeah. Seriously.
All right.
Marinara? Done it.
You've got...
Hollandaise? Check. Never done cereal. I know.
You've got a bogey.
Yeah. This is like, fuck. It's time.
All right.
It's now time.
Yeah.
So we got it. We'll do that. Maybe we'll, you know, maybe we'll make a weekend out of it.
I'd love to.
Me and you.
Absolutely love to.
Me and you will go to the Hudson Valley.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We'll go to like a B&B. We'll fill up their jacuzzi with milk.
Yeah. We'll fill up the back of a Subaru Brat.
Ooh. That's
little,
good.
It little doesn't crook. Have to... It's like a tiny, like, right. Like a whole El Camino.
It's like an El Camino
kind of cereal.
Right.
We need
exactly.
About, you know, whoa. Two-thirds as much
filling
cereal.
The trunk of an El Camino with milk and cereal would be like pretty
kind
of.
They can't. No, they couldn't see me do that.
No
I was doing.
See,
I was
no one can
doing
see what
some
you're
crazy
doing.
Arm movements. Like I was, you know, like floating
very
on my back.
Very Michael J. Fox.
Yeah. Also, kind of freaking out a little bit, and nobody could see that except you. But
right. This is not a video show.
No.
So yeah, milk and cereal. I have not done, but I have sat in almost anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and almost every kind of food. What I do for Burger King? Oh, I covered my entire apartment in chicken fries and laid nude in them.
Okay. Yeah.
Taco Bell. I hung out of the sunroof of a limo with one of those t-shirt guns that they shoot the t-shirts out of.
Thought you were going to say Uzi.
No, it was not an actual Uzi. No, we're not in like this, okay. We're not in Chechnya. This was in like NoHo. and because you know how they put the rolled up t-shirts in the t-shirt gun and shoot them into like the upper deck.
Gotta fire them up. Get to the 300s.
Those exactly the 300 section to the peasants.
For the poor people.
Those
need t-shirts desperately.
To a man named Manuel Labor. But the size of a burrito is about the exact size of one of those t-shirts. So if you put a burrito in the t-shirt cannon, you can shoot a burrito at people. So we drove around downtown New York shooting burritos at anyone wearing a fedora. Yeah. It was a good time. Taco Bell hated it.
How quickly did you run out of shirts?
No, we were shooting burritos.
Burritos?
No, never. We had so many burritos. It was sponsored by fucking Taco Bell.
Well, I guess I was asking how many fedoras were there.
We found like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And then a guy got hurt. Yeah, we shot like a Norwegian who was here like on vacation, hit him in the chest, and he got hurt, and then Taco Bell got pissed, and we never put the video out. Yeah. This is my life, you know? Sorry, blessed, you know? So many blessings raining on me. So many blessings.
Keep busy. So look.
Right.
Around this point of the show every week... I before the show I go out and I get the esteemed guest's favorite cereal and we sit down and you know we taste it, we talk about it, discuss its various nuances and properties.
Touched on
you
tips.
You're a little greedy.
Right.
I asked you what your favorite cereal was and you just started rattling off cereals.
What's not my favorite cereal, yeah.
I'm glad that you stopped eventually.
Right.
But we've got three right here.
First cereal is Honey Smacks. Oh.
Second cereal is...
Wait, does the noise come before or after I say it? Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh.
Yes!
Seems like after. Third cereal is...
The third cereal is very interesting. The third cereal is a cereal that my parents used to force me to eat with the most non-catchy name of all time, some of the worst branding ever, Product 19.
I can't believe they gave one for Product 19. Jack, what are you doing in there?
Yeah, what would
Product 19? okay, so look, Honey Smacks, Honey Bunches of Oats. These are classics.
By the way, Honey Smacks, not to be confused with the other one with the bear on them, the Golden Smacks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with those.
No.
I know they're very similar. In fact, they taste exactly the same. They're just
golden
different brands.
Golden Crisp, I believe you're talking
golden
about.
Golden is Golden yeah. Crisp.
It's the same color box, basically.
It's the box is gold, and the character basically looks exactly the same, except he's a bear.
Yep.
And they're the exact same cereal, but I do not fuck with that.
Don't fuck with the
no,
bear.
This is like real.
Look at this frog. I mean, Dig'em Frog. This is one of our...
This is like Hatfields and McCoys, people. Bloods and Crips. Like, I do not fuck with Golden Crisp. I will not under any circumstances.
So, look. These two, like, I know about them. Most people know about them.
Right.
I got the Honey Roasted at the store. They had about 6 or 7 varieties.
Wait, actually,
I think this is your...
Can I cut you off for 1 second?
This is your standard, please, yeah.
I believe when we emailed, I asked for honey bunches of oats with almonds.
Oh, boy.
Are you fucking... Give me some... Seriously, is there a table to flip? I'm about to Mariah Carey
right,
here.
Look, we're going
to
get Shane on this.
Are you fucking kidding me? What?
Mariah Carey went to my high school. Watch how you talk about
it. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Really?
Harbor Fields High School.
Oh, my God.
Green Lawn, New York.
Do you know what Mariah Carey would do right now if she asked for Honey Bunch of Oats with almonds and you brought her regular Honey Bunches of Oats that were just honey roasted? She would
be like, oh.
She would...
We went to high school together 9 years apart.
That's not
so
what
it's
I was...
cool.
Oh, you think she'd be okay with it?
This has happened before.
Because I would say she was going to rip your dick off, put it in a crossbow, and shoot it into your heart, killing you instantaneously with your own dick. But you think she'd be like, we went to the same high school, it's cool.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
her. You know
what?
All right, I'm not going to deviate.
I forgive her.
I'm not going to deviate, but I am going to say this. Never fucking again. Don't ever fuck that up again. This is crazy.
I wasn't going to have you back on the show anyway.
Fuck. Fuck.
So look, product 19.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this doing here? Why do we have this?
Because I
tell me about this.
I can never get over the fact that it's called Product 19. Like, they really couldn't come up with a better fucking name.
So I looked into this.
Okay, oh, you did?
Yeah, according to what you called me earlier, the gay bear part.
I see. Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, mm-hmm. My personal favorite.
Wikipedia.
Unreliable.
Wikipedia.com on the internet.
Encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, Kellogg's copywriter John E. Matthews was having difficulty naming the as-yet-unnamed cereal and settled on the name Product 19 as the cereal was the 19th product that Kellogg's was working on that year, unquote. How's that for originality?
What a fucking cop-out. Is this guy serious?
He's totally
That's like,
serious.
Like, what if, like, when Phil Knight made Nike, he was just like, I can't come up with a name, let's call it Shoes with Ties. You know what I mean? Like, are you this guy serious? He couldn't have come up with one name?
It seems to, like, at this point in their development, they had a guy who made the cereal and named the cereal and...
Name a cereal right now. You could do it. Name a cereal right now. It's made of corn. Go.
I'm blanking.
Go.
Crispy time. Crispy time?
Whatever.
That's great.
You know what that, by the way, not a good name, but you know what it's better than? Product 19.
Spectacular.
Where is that dude now? That guy is like one of the laziest men alive.
Yeah. Who knows?
Or who knows?
Yeah.
That's right.
We haven't tasted the cereal yet.
It's also, it's so normal. It's the most normal. You will never, it's like eating a Rockport walking shoe and a pair of khakis.
Right.
It's basically like eating khakis. It's so fucking normal
despite
and sensible.
Despite the yoga pants on the lovely woman on the front of the box here.
Yes, they've tried to like update Product 19.
She's on a beach.
For some reason.
She's not even a very advanced move. Look
no,
at that.
No.
She's doing yoga.
By the way, I can
she's
do
not.
That yoga move. She's just stretching up her hands upwards. Although I can't put my hands up all the way above my
no.
head. Completely
no,
inflexible.
No, no,
I have a
no,
giant
no.
fat Trek body.
Why would you?
This cereal was a birthright of mine. My parents decided that we were just going to fucking eat this. Like, I never got asked. Like, I basically walked out of the womb, and there was just a bowl of Product 19 waiting for me.
All right, we're just shoving our hands into this box and
yeah,
it's basically Frosted Flakes with no frosting.
Sort of.
Maybe. They're flakes. Corn, oats, wheat, and rice are all somehow jammed into this one flake.
That's first of all, this tastes not that great.
It's got a shitload of folic acid in here.
No, it's just like eating a duvet.
Folic acid is off the charts.
Does it have a lot of folic acid?
Oh my God.
Good.
You have no idea.
Let's call my doctor right now who said my health is in question.
I would love to get your doctor on the phone right now.
You want to call him right now? Seriously, I'll call him right now. Guy's a dick. Guy's a fucking dick.
Give him a shot.
We're going to have to go to his sassy Puerto Rican receptionist, though, and she's a handful. She's a fucking handful. She's rude. So rude. I wrote a Yelp review about it. If you want to read it, Dr. Goldberg. He's on 15th Street. I was like, Yolanda is the worst. This is, like, basically fuel for a man who needs to have a day. Like, there's nothing. This is just, like, normcore man fuel. Like, nothing fucking sexy about it.
Women are not allowed to eat this. Even the woman on the box.
No, no. This is a cereal for...
That's just to get guys in.
This is a cereal for normal men.
Guys like chicks.
Right. That's right.
They figured that out.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yep. This is like... It's just very sensible. Mm-hmm. And I fucking hate it. That tastes horrible. It kind of has like why does it have a sour, citrusy aftertaste?
I'm shocked that there's any flavor.
Oh, my God. I feel
look, this... It tastes healthy. I'll give it that.
I don't understand. What's the taste? Ugh.
It's definitely waiting for milk. Here's something funny. Most cereal boxes on their back, they kind of, they hype themselves up or they give you something to distract
totally.
Yourself.
Right.
This one is actually advertising about 9 other cereals on the back of it.
No.
Kind of trying to push you off into Special K and all brand land.
Do you think any rapper ever in the history of rappers has ever had Product 19? Like, do you think there's one... Imagine if a rapper all of a sudden rapped about Product 19.
I can see that.
It'll blow your mind.
Like, you know, like Bun B, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
He'd just be like, Cafe Patron in the club, wake up, Product 19, reasonable carbohydrates that I'm going to use during the day.
Like clips?
Right, totally.
Like, just like hardcore...
Totally. Like carbo like load, because I need energy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, right.
You got to stay on the corner.
Totally. You got to use this energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the most normal thing I've ever eaten. Totally.
All right, I'm continuing to eat it, though. That's
the
interesting
can't, right?
part about
yeah,
this.
It's, yeah. It's got a weird aftertaste.
There's something there.
It feels like I'm... It's like... It's kind of sour. You know what I mean?
It's like a little sour, maybe a little acidic.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I was saying. I feel like I'm just like...
It's not bland. We can give it that.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, I don't know if you want your cereal to be sour, acidic. Like, these are not like chill cereal terms. Like, you know what I mean? This is terrible.
Okay.
My God. By the way, mom and dad, if you're listening, and I know you do because you love podcasts, fuck you for making me eat that at any time. Like, kids were eating chill-ass cereal all the time. Even, like, reasonably chill cereal. Like, oh, you know, not every kid was eating, like, Cookie Crisp for breakfast, but, like, people ate, like, chill, decent cereals for breakfast. Like, you know, like, I guess Frosted Flakes?
Frosted Flakes. I was, Honey Nut Cheerios kind of guy.
Right, Honey Nut Cheerios. I was eating
pretty much straight up regular Cheerios.
I was eating Product 19.
And that's fine. Yeah.
I was eating Product 19.
Even Cheerios is basically the peak of creativity.
This also gives me bad this gives me bad family memories also. Not only does it taste sour and not only does it taste sour and acidic, but I'm having horrible family flashbacks. My dad, like, you know, my dad never being there. Me, him making me watch him shower while I sat on the washing machine and it went, you know, and it rumbled. Just shit like that. It's bringing back horrible memories. Horrible. I don't want it.
All right, well, look, we're going to let you sit with that for a second. We're going to take a break.
Fuck you, Dad.
And we'll be right back. Some more cereal with Fat Jew.
The break song here is called Meeting at the Docks by Rectech. This is Serial on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Today's program is brought to you by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Hey, Jack Insley here, executive producer of Heritage Radio Network. I hope today's show has got you craving some cereal, and as we all know, and as we've probably mentioned on today's show, good cereal is nothing without milk. Real milk. Cow's milk is not only giving you high-quality, complete protein, but calcium, other nutrients, all the stuff you need to build a healthy body. Turns out most American adults are not consuming enough vitamin D every day, so adding just one serving of milk helps address that nutrient gap. Other ways to get your daily intake of milk? Yogurt has milk. Ice cream has milk. Butter has milk. Cheese has milk. It's not rocket science. Drink your milk. Real milk. Cow's milk. Or maybe chocolate milk. This is a show about cereal. Cereal goes great with milk. Milk is good for you. I think you get the point. And for more fun facts and information, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
Wow.
And now it's time for your weekly Serial news brief. Welcome to the Serial News Brief, your indispensable update on the shocking amount of serial news that happens every 7 days in this crazy world of ours. Following in their grand Doritos shell-born tradition of turning your favorite childhood snacks into something that will make you shit like a really old person, Taco Bell is testing yet another revolutionary product, Cap'n Crunch Donut Holes. The bite-sized snacks are aiming to be the cinnamon twist replacers that will... Oh boy, where are we going here? Basically, they're another brilliant crossover product. That was horrendous. Which these sexy geniuses cover with pulverized Crunchberry cereal and fill with warm, milky cream, which I know is one of your favorite three-word
milk
little runs right there, because you love milk. So for the time being, they're only being sold in Bakersfield, California, home of Korn.
Meth.
Frank Gifford, who most people don't realize was not in the band Korn, and my personal 73rd favorite Knicks point guard, Chris Childs. Bakersfield. So, like, what do you think might be next for Taco Bell here? A Kudos Bar, Chalupas, or...
Yeah, at this point, like...
Cheesy Ringdings burrito?
Anything that turns your anus into a volcano. A volcanus. Anything that'll... The volcanus? That's, like, their next thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
It's just like, it's a Timberland.
Thank you for actually answering that question.
It's a Timberland filled with cheese. Mm-hmm. You drink it.
I'm looking forward to that. Next up, 2 weeks ago, the Serial News Brief had breaking coverage of Kylie Jenner, possibly the only person with more Instagram followers than you, the fat Jew. It's close. Mm-hmm. It's every day.
Neck and neck.
Somebody goes ahead. Requesting a bowl of just marshmallows from Lucky Charms before the Grammys. Lots of people called her a diva. Some people called her almost attractive a woman as her father. And then General Mills apparently called her and asked for her address and sent her every reasonable child's dream, a box of marshmallows only Lucky Charms. And then she Instagrammed that. And that was it. That was pretty much it. But if you could get a box of cereal made especially for you, anything you want, where are you going to go with?
Oh, my God. It's just going to be a bunch of beef jerky and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just, it's like, oh, Oberto makes a new cereal. It's called like, oh, it's like O's, like Oberto O's.
Yeah, they always say O something.
Right, O something, right. It's O apostrophe Bertos. And it's just big, giant chunks of seasoned meat.
Made into O's.
Uh-huh.
Not tiny little O's, giant.
Yeah, that's right.
Giant O's, yeah.
No, they're huge. Yeah. You can only fit two in the bowl. And it's a bucket.
Yeah.
Just one quick side note about
eating these on the road.
About Kylie Jenner.
Please.
If Kylie Jenner ran like a 65-mile marathon through the Mojave Desert, then sat in 25 saunas back to back
which
to back
she does.
To back to back all the time.
Yeah.
Then did 70 soul cycle classes and then literally just sat in the sun like at a music festival in California for 30 straight days, I would eat her butt unshowered after all of those activities. She would not have to shower, and I would immediately go straight for her butt.
Okay, well, she is another listener, along with cereal companies and your parents. So
those are your major listeners.
Yeah.
All right. It's just like General Mills, my parents, Kylie.
Yeah, terrifying tracking systems here. We know.
Call me, girl. Call me, girl.
Yeah. And that was your weekly... Serial News Brief.
Nice air horns.
Rockin'. So last week on Girls.
Yeah.
Smooth segue. The wildly popular HBO show focused primarily on Brian Williams' daughter getting her salad tossed.
Mm-hmm.
Lena Dunham's character, Hannah, went through a bit of a trauma when her new male roommate or something, I haven't really been keeping up, ate her Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is obviously one of those cereals that when you see it, you just eat it.
Right.
Much like Allison Williams' butt.
Right.
So I watched the show, or at least the first 5 minutes, and I got my hands on the audio of this, the serial theft, and I think we both need to listen to it
right now.
And then we can probably talk about it. So here we go.
You have a similar body to Lena Dunham.
Thank you.
Elijah? Elijah? Come on.
Hate the fuckers. Sue me.
It's so fucked up. Elijah, this is my cereal, okay? You can't just waltz into town and eat another person's cereal. If what you want is cereal, go to the store and get some cereal and put your name on it.
So unstable.
You heard the very, very beginning of Allison Williams kind of getting it up against the wall.
Yeah.
These are good times for her father.
That was Lena Dunham talking, right?
Absolutely.
Honestly, the best part of that was that I didn't have to watch Lena Dunham cry in that audio clip, because that is not a cute cry. Honestly.
She broke down.
I would rather watch a homeless man be stabbed to his death than watch Lena Dunham cry at all. Yeah. She's a horrible crier. I'm telling you, though.
And she does it a lot.
If you and Lena Dunham were in a room and you were both topless and I just started feeling around, I would not be able to tell who was who. I'm dead serious. You have very similar builds.
I love it. I think I like to think that I'm a little bit taller.
You are, yeah.
Maybe the shoulders are a little bit broader.
You have slightly broader shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, up, you know.
But you both have those. You both
stomach
have,
to chest.
You both have hubcap nipples.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You both have, like, very sizable areolas. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I could tell.
That's why we hang out a lot.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Get each other.
Right. She just knows your body.
In the broad view of the world, is it okay to eat Lena Dunham's Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No.
It's irresistible.
No, because then you have to see her cry. You don't fucking want that. You do not fucking want that.
But she leaves. I think she left at the end. One of them left. I think it was her.
That's a positive.
Yeah.
That's a positive. No, you know what? It's not okay to, like, take people's cereal. And, like, I really honestly have no stances on anything. Like the melting polar ice caps. What is ISIS? I don't even know what that is. I think
those two are related.
ISIS
caps.
You could tell me that. I also don't know. I care about zero issues. But it is not fucking cool to take somebody's cereal. Like, finish it. That's not cool.
No.
I got to go with Dunham on this one. Yeah.
Not killing the box, you know?
Don't finish
You
the
can get in there. We've all had roommates. It's like, all right, I know exactly how much I can get away with here.
Yeah.
You're not going to know.
100%.
When the box is empty.
That's a clear sign.
You're fucking culprit.
You know what, though? You know what's fucked up? Don't leave a comically small amount. Like, you know what I mean? Don't try to, like, be fucking Ocean's 11 over here and leave me, like, a little bit so I won't notice. It'll fill, like,
it's
half
like
of a bowl.
Three squares and a bunch of dust.
Come on. Don't. Oh, my God.
No.
So, you ever done a line of cereal?
I mean, we can.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Let's do a line of cereal.
All right. Let's get rocking in here.
Yeah. Turn up, like the kids say. Right?
Well, look, we've got a lot of cereal in here.
YOLO swag
and
on fleek.
Because something's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... All right, this is tough. The honeycomb seems
promising. Whoa,
is
that Golden Crisp?
Yeah, we got some Golden Crisp over here.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't bring that around me. Did you not just hear me talk? Are you kidding me? What the fuck? Holy shit. There's another box over here. What is wrong?
He's not making it up.
What is wrong with you?
He's surrounded.
I don't fuck with that bear. Not for 1 second. Fuck that bear up.
You know, I
ride for the frog all day.
I didn't know
day.
That when I bought $700 worth of cereal.
Why
for
do you have
you?
Two
I'm
boxes?
Sorry.
I just want to note that there's no two boxes of any other cereal. There's not two boxes of Alpha Bits. There's only two boxes of my absolute arch-rival cereal. You dick! You fucking dick!
We're considering putting these two in a bowl together, too. I don't know what's going to happen.
Don't you bring Golden Crisp near me.
They go and tussle.
No, you and I'm going to Mariah Carey your dick. I'm going to fucking... get me a crossbow. What's your intern's name? Sergey? Is that his name? Sergey?
Shane.
Lamar? Oh, it's Shane? I never call interns.
Absolutely. Shane's full time.
Right. Uli? Yep. Avi? I'll just call him whatever I want. Mm-hmm. Go get me a crossbow. Yep. I'm going to kill you with
he
your own dick.
He barely responds to Shane.
You bring me that fucking... You put that Golden Crisp near me, and I'll know. Don't you dare.
All right, well, look.
Okay.
Golden Crisp or no Golden Crisp,
mm-hmm.
We've got a special surprise for you here on cereal.
Yep.
We have... basically, the hugest bowl that I've ever seen in my life. And you've seen some big things. You've been in bowls, putting you in bowls.
Yeah,
and,
I know giant
you
know, bowls.
Dumping the cheese on your head. But I went to a restaurant supply store, and I found the biggest possible bowl that I could get. And I'm pretty happy with it.
That's a big bowl.
Mm-hmm. We've got our cereals of the week, obviously. Actually, you want to crack those Honey Smacks open, and the Honey Bunches of Oats we can leave out of this. I know that they're not your preferred flavor, and
oh my god,
I'm gonna blame Shane for that too,
for getting the wrong Honey Bunch of Oats.
Well, I mean, I was the one who bought them, but
eating Honey Bunch of Oats without Shane. Almonds is like the equivalent of like trying to make me open a car door with putting the key in the lock. Like, we're not animals, you know what I mean? Yeah. Turn right. up. Turn.
So here we go.
Do you want me to soundtrack you while you're doing this?
Please.
Okay. This is Pony by Genuine as he dumps 10 so boxes of cereal into one bowl.
10 boxes of cereal into one bowl. In goes the 19.
Womp, womp, womp.
Alphabets.
Womp, womp, womp.
This thing is not going to even close
womp,
the bowl.
Womp, 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 womp. I'm just a bachelor looking for a partner.
Fruity Pebbles going in.
Someone who knows how to ride. Without even falling off.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Woo!
On top.
My saddle. Eat it. Ride it. Jump on it. Pony. What race is Genuine? He's so ethically ambiguous.
Okay.
He could be Jordanian or Puerto Rican. He's everything.
Whoa.
I'm now dumping mini churro cereal.
There's a mini churro cereal, people.
This is a discontinued cereal. We're putting it into this
God
ridiculous
bless
experiment
America.
Here.
America. That's this is what George
Washington... have a couple of
this
these.
Is what George Washington wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
He
so
wanted
good.
There to be this.
They actually taste... They're a little Cinnamon Toast Crunchy. They actually taste like churros. These are fantastic.
And I'm about to pour
check
in...
Check the shelves if you can.
I'm about to pour in the Honey Smacks
there they
player.
Go. There they go.
Ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Smacking that bowl hard. Ooh. That's beautiful.
Ooh, my God. Yup.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, so now we've got a bowl full of, a giant bowl full of 10 entire boxes of cereal.
Right.
And we've got a couple ladles.
Fuck you, Suzanne Summers, and those, like, hungry African children commercials. Like, we do what we want!
We're finishing this thing.
Guess what? You're starving in Namibia? We ballin' over here!
Also from the restaurant supply store.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane actually did something good for once.
He bought champagne at a Duane Reade.
He sure did.
He sure did.
Actually, he fucked this one up, too.
Right.
I told him to get Andre, which is my personal favorite.
I do love Andre.
It's got a screw top.
Actually, the first time I ever put Coke in my butt, I drank a bottle of Andre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact about me.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is probably from a time that you put Coke in your nose.
Right.
Or Bell.
What year is this?
It's an 1882.
Oh, it's an 1882
like. Yeah.
Corbel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It says it right there.
If it came,
I'm not sure what this word established
if it
means.
It came out of a water fountain, like
that's actually shocking.
If it came out
too.
Of water fountains, black people would have to drink from a separate one. What's an 1882 Corbel? I didn't
you know
make those
show this is?
I didn't make those rules, dog. Okay. So we're gonna pour it in.
Alright, so look, we're gonna pop these bottles. I got one, you got one. Let's get ready to pop.
Uh-huh. I feel like...
Yeah, keep your headphones on, because this thing's going to fly.
This is turning into a rap video.
Cross the fucking...
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Milk!
And here we go. Oh, yeah. We're clearly going to need that third bottle I bought, just in case.
Yep. Woo! Damn.
Believe it or not...
This is like a rap video.
I've only done this 10 times before.
Right. This is like a straight... Honestly, this was on my bucket list.
Here we go.
This was one of the things on my bucket
so
list.
So I'm pushing you that much closer to death.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
correct.
Yeah, anytime.
Oh, right, get
here
it.
We go.
Get it. Third bottle.
Here it comes, Shane.
Third bottle.
Get ready.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be really good, I think.
Yeah, I'm honestly really into this. Mm-hmm. You've done this before on the show?
No, never on the show, just at home.
Just in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Right, light a couple scented candles.
Yeah, it's like Monday night.
Right, put on House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
My God, that 1882 Corbel. All
right, so going to mix it up a little bit.
Right, you got to mash it up.
What
should the soundtrack to this be? Right? It's all Britney, bitch.
What else you got? Oh, God.
Right. How about Jeremy spoken in class? No, not that's not what we want. A song about murder-suicide.
All right, we clearly needed a little more bubbly.
Yeah.
Probably could have used some Magnums.
You did
but,
not get enough. Hey, girl.
And also larger
hey girl,
bottles of bubbly in
they're
addition
a,
to
these people are right
condoms.
Outside here. They're on a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh,
great.
Man.
And they're checking us out.
Yep. Some nice,
instead of each other.
Some nice people on a date.
All right, I'm going in.
Mmm.
This is
Yeah. It's very normal.
It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. It kind of blends into nothing.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. It's, yeah, this is just a...
This is basically what Rick Ross eats for breakfast every day. This is his everyday breakfast. He's like, huh, I'm going to mix 10 boxes of cereal. That's my Rick Ross. Did you like it?
Loved it, actually. Mm. I looked away for a second. Mm. Thought it was Rick Ross.
I'll tell you, I don't love this, but I do not hate this.
No.
Mm-mm, not one bit.
Mm-hmm. It'd be absolutely insane to hate this. Mm-mm. This is living big. Mm. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
These ladles are about half the size of a normal cereal bowl.
By the way,
have you know.
Like, really.
Scale everything up.
If there were ever a time for the haters to get off our dicks, it'd be right now.
Sure.
Like, get off my dick, hater. Ooh. Yeah, that was a big bite.
Fruity Pebbles heavy in here.
There are a lot of Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles is the one that's not really commingling all that well with the bubbly.
No. Is that what's making it taste like
Yeah. Uh-huh. The rest are holding up.
It's weird. It tastes like ham and bleach. That's what this tastes like, which is weird, because there's no ham and there's no bleach.
Oh, man.
You would think it would taste not like that.
The churros are benefiting from it, if anything.
I agree. I totally agree. The fruit, let me tell you, if you're going to put champagne in a cereal, don't put it in Fruity Pebbles.
No.
Because I'm not kidding you. It tastes insane.
Life
it tastes like I'm
kids.
Sucking gasoline out of a homeless man's penis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was that descriptive? I feel like Shel Silverstein would have been proud. That was very, like,
God.
It's poetic.
Maybe it is him, man.
Maybe Shel is my
it's
dad.
It's coming through.
Dad? Mm. Mm. I can't.
This is great.
I don't want to eat it, but I can't stop eating it.
No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
We're locked in now, man.
No, we're all up in it.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We gotta finish it.
We have to eat the entire thing.
Holy shit. Yeah. I told you that.
Yeah. Someone's getting barfed on.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the giant bowl's for.
That's right.
It's right back in.
It holds plenty, right? It goes right back where it came from. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
You really are. You're a dream weaver.
I'm fine right now. There's a lot of sugar coming through this.
I'm not kidding. I swear to God, my butthole feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird. It's not like...
Wait, how much time you think you got?
It's not like I have to shit. I'm having, like, there's, like, sharp pains shooting through my anus.
That's fine.
Yeah. I'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Call your doctor afterwards.
Yeah, but no way. Exactly. It's totally fine. Mm. Just, like, you know, just take some Airborne. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine. Mm.
All right. Mm. Well...
Holy shit. This is crazy. First of all, where do you get churro cereal?
You can find it around here. There's actually, I got this box directly from the manufacturer. Special request. Only, you know, elite breakfast podcasters like myself get to do such things.
Oh, very Brooklyn.
But it worked.
Very Brooklyn.
Well, it's a little Brooklyn.
I remember, you have to know.
Yeah.
You got to be in the know.
And I only come here once a week.
Right.
But apparently there is a grocery store in Bed-Stuy,
right?
That has they basically removed all the other cereals and are specifically stocking churros.
Right.
One of our previous guests, Justin Warner, was talking about it. And
how come there's never been a
I'll
nightclub?
Find out for you.
How come there's never been a nightclub called Churro? Right? You feel me?
Oh yeah.
Be like Wednesdays I go to Plush, Thursdays I'm at Tonic, Fridays I'm at Churro, like Saturdays I do Marquee.
It's too good.
Sundays we're at Lava. Like I don't. Yeah. If you're gonna open a nightclub, call it Churro. It's a sick name.
I gave you 3 months before this happens.
Oh, definitely. So deep in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
11,000 stops
Night
in on
club
the
Nightclub owners are the fourth largest demographic.
I see. It's that... people who make cereals, my mm-hmm. parents, mm-hmm. the ghost of Shel Silverstein, mm-hmm. Kylie Jenner.
Yep.
And nightclub owners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nightclub.
That's weird demographic.
Anjouins?
Right. Ingenues.
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 I just read it.
Right.
I've never heard anybody say it until now.
Ingenues.
Yeah.
That's right. Churro cereal is fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bring it back.
This is very...
Oh, my God. Bring it back.
This is very real.
Seriously. Hit the shelves while you can.
Right. That's seriously. Also, like, I don't know why more rappers aren't doing this shit. Like, why are more rappers not pouring every bowl of cereal, every pint of possible cereal they can into a bowl?
They don't have the vision, man.
No, they don't have any vision.
No.
I don't have any vision.
No.
Still the same thing. Just like bitches. You know what I mean? It's not just like, what about what? You Rich know what rap needs?
Money.
More fat, bearded men
mm-hmm.
putting 10 boxes of cereal into a bowl and mm-hmm. filling it with champagne and eating it with oversized serving spoons.
I feel hip-hop.
Oh, yeah. This is the future of hip-hop. Seriously. This is the fucking future. Wait, I understand. What is your favorite cereal? Do people, like, why don't I interview you, dog?
You want to turn this right around?
Yeah, I'll turn this right around.
What kind
on
of show do you think this is?
How Brian Williams that ass.
Lucky Charms.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
I'm a purist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a certain type of guy. That's a type. That's a type.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a type.
A little like, rainbow-y?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would. Of course you do.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what my favorite
little green
kind.
Clovery?
Actually, I'm a huge honeycomb guy.
We got some right
huge,
here?
Huge honeycomb guy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's not a ton of honey.
No, not a ton.
Great cereal,
ton
but...
ton of comb.
Bit of, yeah.
Ton of comb.
Mostly comb.
All right, let's put it this
90%
way.
90% comb.
How about this? Every cereal, honey, every cereal mascot mm-hmm. gets in the octagon, okay? The UFC fighting mm-hmm. arena.
You might actually call it the honeycomb.
Oh, my... Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's the... Well done.
Just hollow it hey, out.
Well done. Well done. I see where you're going. Every cereal mascot gets into the honeycomb, and they fight each other. Who fucking reigns victorious? And it's like all the characters. The weird Alpha Bits Bandit, the Golden Crisp fucking bear, even though I refuse to accept him, the frog from Honey Smacks, Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone from Fruity Pebbles.
Of course.
Doug Flutie from Flutie Flakes.
Uh-huh.
He's in there.
Which we actually have a box of in here from
right.
1998.
Yep. Tony the Tiger's in there. The Lucky Charms Leprechaun. They're all fucking... It's like a...
Count Chocula. I mean,
Count
you forgot
Chocula.
The winner.
That's right. Uh-huh. What about the other one? The ghost... What's the other one?
Booberry.
Booberry.
Mm-hmm.
Booberry's all up in there. And they're all just fucking going at it. And you could pick a weapon of your choice.
It should be... I'm actually going to say, look, Octagon, Honeycomb...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Great idea.
Uh-huh.
Let's make this a Royal Rumble. Let's get everybody in there at one time. Send somebody out.
Right. Totally.
You know, every minute.
Who?
I don't want matchups. I don't want blood sport.
No,
I want
I don't want
absolute
I don't want a round robin. No, I want a fucking melee.
Mm-hmm.
So who fucking reigns victorious? Who walks out of there alive?
I mean, look. There's a couple obvious choices for at least top seeds. One of them is a tiger.
Right. Who's a fucking
That's
tiger.
That's dangerous.
Right.
He's a full-size tiger.
Totally. He wears t-shirts.
That's tough.
Totally.
Yeah, right.
And he's like a bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, Tony the Tiger means, knows where to get roofies,
yeah.
for sure.
Knows where to get roofies, doesn't have an off switch.
Totally. Wears Oakleys.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. He probably has a leg tattoo, although I don't know if he'd get a tattoo on fur. But if he didn't have fur on his legs, he'd have a sweet
shave
leg
it away,
tattoo.
You know? Like,
that's true. Okay, so he's
grows
the,
his hair back so his
so
parents don't
the,
know.
He's the favorite.
He's a favorite. I have to imagine that Frankenberry is going to get in there and fuck some shit up,
he's a
right?
fucking ghoul.
I mean, he's specifically pieced together to wreak havoc on entire towns.
Right. Also, is he a
townsfolk.
Is he a ghost? Like, if you swing something at him, is it going to go through him? You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I guess he's made up of dead people, right?
Right. That's but, fucking scary, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Super scary. But Fred and Barney have clubs.
They do?
They have clubs.
I mean, Barney's probably first guy out here.
No, Barney's fucking useless.
Yeah.
No, Barney's useless like Anne Frank's drum set. You guys? No?
Ooh.
Yeah! Because she can't use her drum set because they're in an attic and they can't make noise. Yeah, I didn't know what you were thinking there.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
tell
yeah.
if you were
okay.
not getting it or if you were regretting having me on the show.
No,
or both.
I just kind of I turned away when I was...
Okay, right, totally.
Definitely
totally.
Not laughing at that joke.
So... I'm going to go, honestly, I think it's got to be probably Tony the Tiger, which is super cliche to say.
I'm trying to think of something that's a little...
Who's going to beat Tony the Tiger?
Like, where's our dark horse?
Tony the Tiger is going to beat the shit out of the leprechaun from Lucky Charms. Like,
oh,
fuck
God.
That dude. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
Frankenberry's dead, but he's like kind of like, he's like, oh, I'm scary.
I mean, look, Count Chocula is another one of these guys with superhuman strength.
I know.
And...
But doesn't have superhuman strength? He definitely has diabetes. He's fucking Count Chocula.
Most of them do.
Right? Also, how has there never been a rapper called Count Chocula?
I thought you were going to say diabetes.
Right.
I really did.
Like, yo, turn the beat up in my headphones. Yo, where's my snare? Yo, just diabetes. Yeah, that could work.
Where's my cookie?
Yeah. Hey, Skittles for breakfast. So right now it looks like it's Tony the Tiger. I can't really think of a challenger who can take him out.
I mean, none of these guys we got here.
Are we forgetting anyone? Ladies? Like, what other cereal mascots are there?
Shane?
Shane?
Shane is just...
Shane?
Shane is shaking his head. I'm not sure Shane even knows what cereal is.
Wait, does the churro cereal have a mascot?
Let's take a look.
It's like a hardworking Hispanic. It's like a nice, kind,
uh-huh.
hardworking Hispanic.
Their mascot is a larger, full-size churro.
Here's the thing.
Actually.
Can a churro fuck up a tiger? Maybe.
Probably.
Honestly, maybe.
In a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in the ways that you might immediately think of.
No, first of all, churros can fuck shit up. You ever gotten hit with a churro?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All the time.
This girl Rachel Greenberger fucking smacked me with a churro at Six Flags. I'm serious. That shit is
that's
real.
That's where
dude.
They are.
That's where yeah. they're at. Yeah. That shit yeah. is no joke. They're hard.
Oh, yeah.
They're hard. You think of them like, oh, they're doughy. They're delicious. No.
Well, yeah, not at Six Flags.
They're very, no. They're
like
rock.
Late in the day.
You could get shanked with a churro.
Oh, absolutely.
You get shivved with a churro.
It's a big old hole.
Definitely. It was basically Oz. So I guess it's Tony the Tiger. That's so lame.
I know.
Ugh, I don't like that one bit.
I don't know. We're going to have to think about this.
I wish we could take like live emails or something. You know what I mean?
We can.
It'd be like Jeff and Chelsea, and he'll be like, what about? And then he'd like come up with something great. You know, because I can't think of any others. No, I got nothing.
So like, Toucan Sam, boy? Maybe.
Oh. Little beak stabbing.
The beak stab.
Uh-huh.
Honestly,
you can't get close to him, you know? It's like,
let's be sure. Oh, wait
it's
a
like
minute.
A boxing match. It's wait all about reach.
Hold on. We're forgetting something.
What do you got?
There's only one serial mascot who was actually in the fucking military. That's Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
That man was trained. He did two tours in Desert Storm. Like, that dude can fuck shit up. He was in Korea, Vietnam. He's been
well,
in every...
don't you know this? That it came out that he's a complete fraud?
Yes, because of the number of stripes on his arm.
He's a commander.
He's a commander. What a dick.
What do they do?
Here's the thing, though. Can he beat the shit out of Tony the Tiger? I'd say maybe.
He's getting up in years.
I would. Yeah, he's old. How old is Captain Crunch?
He's also from 1882.
Yes, correct. He's super. He jizzes dust. Yeah, he's super old.
Yeah.
For sure.
Looks good for an old guy.
No, he looked great.
But.
He looks great.
I mean, we're talking about.
He never
the
grayed.
Best of the best.
Right, that's right.
The movie and.
We're in the honeycomb
the level
now.
Of competitors.
Totally, 100%. Yeah. We're going to have to think about it. Right now, I honestly believe in Captain Crunch. Yeah. Do you know how many fucking bodies he stacked?
It's true.
Overseas?
I mean, look, he's on a boat. Think about it.
That's true.
He's not a hand-to-hand guy.
No, he's more nautical.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's nautical. He's like fire.
Right, right. It's more of like...
Fire.
He's more of a commander than he is of like a fighter. Yeah. That's right. I don't know what
he's a great manager of people.
Totally.
Of course.
Yeah, totally.
He's a motivator.
Oh, by the way, you'll die for that guy.
He's a diplomatic presence.
It's a guy you want to die for.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's like a great hand-to-hand fighter.
No.
No.
No, no.
100% no. Totally. You know who's definitely not doing shit? The rooster from Cornflakes.
No, he's kind
of... No, fuck you. Like, you're dead immediately. Yeah. You're immediately dead.
Yeah.
No, you're doing nothing.
Like, somebody stepped on him accidentally.
You know what we should do? We need like, an NCAA tournament bracket for this.
I feel like we're working towards 64 right. mascots right here.
Right, in the Sweet 16.
68 mascots, sorry.
Whoa. 69. 69.
Oh, that's a funny...
69, like the sex position.
Oh.
You know about that? 69.
Not really. No.
69. Okay. You know about that?
Uh-uh.
69. You know about that?
I'll look it up.
Okay. Look it up. Like, Churro's going to take out Toucan Sam in the Sweet 16, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For fucking sure.
It's just a fucking Churro.
The question is, can Churro beat Captain Crunch?
Churro can make a run.
Yeah, I know.
Keep everybody alive.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
You're on the internet now?
Somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Bear, we've heard to talk about him.
No. Who's that from? What's that from?
He's from...
Sugar Bear.
Oh, he's from Golden Crisp.
It's like, what?
What?
It's like, what the fuck,
what?
Dude? Like, what the fuck?
Okay, okay.
Who else? New Challenger?
Trix Rabbit.
Yeah. You know what?
I don't know if he's...
No, but he's elusive.
He can move.
Yeah, he can move. He can move.
Stick and move.
Definitely. Sort of like float like a butterfly kind of thing. Yeah, that's right.
Ah, okay. Hardened criminal...
Uh-huh.
The Cookie Crook.
Oh, right. Oh, right. From Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
A Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been in and out of the joint.
Dude, some time.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Okay, so...
Wait a minute. What about this? Because you know how in, like, Royal Rumbles...
Okay.
Right? Like, all of a sudden, like, alliances emerge?
I think...
And they're like, oh, my God, they've teamed up!
Uh-huh.
Hardened criminal, Cookie Crisp bandit, takes Churro,
yep.
shivs Tony the Tiger.
Uh-huh.
But now they turn on each other.
Of course.
Right. What about the dog?
You need to use each other to get to a certain place.
What
and then it's
the,
like, oh
boy. What
about
the dog from Cookie Crisp? Wait a minute. What about this? Churro takes on Cookie Crisp Bandit after making an alliance to stab Tony the Tiger and kill him. Right? Mm-hmm. Now they turn on each other. Out of nowhere, Cookie Crisp Dog, who's ostensibly the dog
Does
of the Cookie Crisp.
Does he also have one of those masks
yes,
on?
Yes, he has a bandit mask. Takes out Cookie Crisp Bandit. No one sees it coming. No. Everyone thinks that he's his dog.
Right.
Now it's Churro versus dog. Like, this shit could get crazy.
Man's worst friend.
Yeah, man's worst friend. That's right.
But here we go. Something, I don't think anybody saw this one coming.
Right.
And I think it depends on how big he actually is, because we don't know.
Right, there's no scale.
Buzz the bee from, I think,
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. Oh, I saw him with Nelly recently in a nightclub. Yeah. Buzz, yeah, he's out. He's got, like, he's kind of got a drug problem. He's a coke.
But think about it. I mean, if he's a bee,
yeah, it's hard to hit him.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously he's extremely mobile.
Have you ever tried to punch a bee?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Didn't work.
No.
No.
Did not fucking work.
But what if he is a man-sized bee? What if he is a bear-sized bee?
You know what? We have no idea how big he is. The only like scale we have is how big he is compared to the letters. We don't know how big those are.
No, those could...
Those could be gigantic.
Letters are often different sizes.
This is very complicated.
It's a big font.
Yeah, it's a big
font. Could be a big font.
This is fucked up, dude.
So look, seems like the jury's out on this.
Yeah. It's kind of like who let the dogs out. You know, and you can never really answer these questions. You know, it's like these eternal questions like...
The dog catcher?
Are the missing pieces of Seal's face the dots on Morgan Freeman's face? Who let the dogs out? Is Tina Fey hot? You know what I mean? It's like these questions that we will never really be able to answer. You know?
They're koans.
What is that?
Exactly.
Whoa. Young Keanu Reeves voice? Whoa.
So we're very, very, very close to finishing this bowl here.
There's
probably only three or four churros left in this thing. It's really crazy. We're both feeling great.
I've browned out several times.
Extremely normal right now.
Yeah. I feel like that astronaut who drove all those miles. Yeah, there's just shit in my pants, but I refuse. I will not stop. I will not stop.
So look, every week we like to wrap up with a highly crucial cereal questionnaire. I run through some questions. You give me some answers.
Great.
Then we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I need more cereal.
Oh yeah. I thought you said every guest gets a free trip to Sandals in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right, yeah.
I'm still going to Sandals.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We try and keep that quiet.
Okay, cool.
Otherwise it's just this flood of guests.
Right. Everyone's like Lena Dunham's like, oh, come on. Yeah. My body looks like a yam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we already know your favorite cereal.
Right.
Least favorite cereal. I feel like you've had a couple of those today already.
Yeah.
You gotta pick one.
If you're talking obviously branding wise, emotionally, it's Golden Crisp. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking just taste,
yeah.
That's a great question. Let's see. What's yours? Yeah. Yeah. It's tougher than you think.
It is.
It's tougher than you think.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? Shit covered in yogurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like Special K with like yogurt berries.
Okay.
I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't fucking want that. Not one bit.
I don't want that.
No, not one bit. What about, do they still have that French Toast cereal?
French Toast Crunch. I just brought it back like a month ago.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's back.
Yep. I just did a mouth bomb. Can you give me a real bomb? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't want... Yep. You know what I don't want? You know what my least favorite cereal is? Any cereal that's good for me. You know what I mean? Don't give me some adult
that's
shit.
A bomb.
Don't you know? Oh, you know what's whack? Oh my god. Total. So bad. Total
you
is like
flex rant on cereal.
Yo,
total.
He's like, yo. Total's a diaper.
I kind of like Total Raisin.
Ew. Get the fuck out of my face.
There's something about it. It's not an everyday thing.
No.
It's like, all right.
No.
My grandma's watching. I'm going to.
Ugh. No.
I'm going to do this right.
Total is like actually stuffing a pamper in your mouth, like an actual diaper. Total's so whack. Please never talk about Total.
Oh, my God. Our cereal advertisers are dropping by the
Total was your number one advertiser.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of cereal, what kind of cereal does Adnan eat in prison?
Well, this one of the long-term goals of this program is to figure that out. He works in the kitchen.
Totally.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of, you know what kind of cereal they have?
He's the one serving it.
Right. You know, I wonder what he eats, what kind of cereal. What does he eat for breakfast in jail? He probably drinks Pruno. You know about Pruno?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He probably makes prison liquor in the toilet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Made some.
Totally.
It was horrifying.
All right. All right.
It was strong.
Go. Hit me with rapid fire.
Milk.
Yes. All the time.
Right answer.
All the time.
Kind? What kind?
All the time. All the fucking time.
All the milk?
All the milk
all the time?
All the milks. Oh, are you asking me like
what
which?
Kind?
Oh, like what brand?
1%, 2%.
Oh, all. I don't give a shit. I'll drink half and half.
Yep.
Literally, I do not give a shit. Mm-hmm.
Heavy cream.
Does not fuck. I'm serious. It does not matter. Like, people have a preference. Like, people will drink 2% and be like, ugh, I wish this was 1%. No. What?
The difference between that percent and where's the 50%?
No.
I was wondering about that.
Totally.
Which is not half and half.
No. I will literally pour an entire gallon of whole milk onto my head and let it. I'll pour a gallon of milk on my chest and let it drip down to my genitals.
We can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane, get on that.
Get on it. Give me a mirror.
Okay, the next couple should be pretty fun. Mm-hmm. We've got a good baseline for this.
Great.
If you could get bottle service in a fancy nightclub with one cereal mascot, who are you going with?
Oh, wow. We really covered this today. We really covered
this our guys.
I'm going to say I'll probably Count Chocula.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he goes hard in the club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, that dude, like, he is DTF to fuck. For sure. He is down to DTF to fuck. Count Chocula is horny.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's not?
No.
He's like, I want to be inside of you.
It's like True Blood, man.
Yeah. I'm going to enter you. I'm going to enter you soft and grow to full erection.
What about an Eagles concert? Which mascot you taking?
To an Eagles concert?
Mm-hmm. Eagles concert.
Yeah, the Golden Crispit. Because I fucking hate him. Because I fucking hate that guy. I want him to be subjected to all that bullshit. All
right. How about a dual birthday party at the roller rink? It's your birthday. Mm. It's a cereal mascot's birthday.
Right.
They're close enough to have a birthday party together.
Right.
Skating the night away.
Uh-huh. Me and Barney and Fred from Fruity Pebbles. But they just have the wheels attached to their feet.
Right.
Yeah. They have no... they don't wear shoes.
No.
Those guys have never put any type of shoe or boot on.
Those calloused feet from pushing that car around
the place. Exactly, 100%.
Things are worn in.
The three of us holding hands, skating backwards
It's beautiful.
In Brooklyn. Yeah. And there's like a 14-year-old birthday party.
That's like almost as good as the movie Roll Bounce.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Wait, is that what's his name? From American Pie? Chris?
No.
What's that guy's name? What's the guy's name from American Pie?
Chris Klein.
Chris Klein. Is he in Roll Bounce?
No.
Is LL Cool J in Roll Bounce?
LL Cool J might be in Roll
Bounce. Is Rob Lowe in Roll Bounce?
Rob Lowe's in everything.
Wait, I'm confused. Is Roll Bounce... Roll Bounce is the movie...
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is like the guy who rents you skates or something like that.
Wait, Roll Bounce is the movie where the dude is the king, but he has...
Bow Wow. Yeah, Bow Wow was in it.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
It's the one where the king has like a stuttering problem and they hire like a tutor to fix his stutter so he can like give a speech on the radio.
I think that was Star Wars.
That's a different movie.
Yeah.
That's a different guy.
That was Back to the Future 2.
Different movie. By the way, greatest movie of all time, Back to the Future 2. You know why? Because it's a great movie with Back to the Future 1 in it, which is also a great movie. It has 1 in 2. Oh, let's take 2 great movies and make it.
I didn't know we were on the same page as this.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Actually my favorite movie.
We're on the same. Now we're going to that Sandals
together. That Ishtar.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most people don't take me.
Okay.
Who do you think deserves to be on a Wheaties box but hasn't been on a Wheaties box?
Darius Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Mm-hmm.
It's
about time.
Yeah, it's really about time. Let's see. Do people still get on the Wheaties box? Like, that's still a thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's like a prestigious thing?
Absolutely.
Really?
You become a champion.
No way.
You go on the box. Nobody's buying that stuff without a specific love of somebody who recently did something good that, you know, generally in the the Olympiad.
Not Ray Rice.
No.
Nope.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So that's who should not be on the. That's my answer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Also Rob Lowe, because Rob Lowe should be on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob Lowe should be. It's Ray Rice. No. Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Obviously.
Rob Lowe's like Benjamin Button. Like, he's getting younger. Like, he looks amazing. He looks amazing.
It's working. So chiseled.
Yeah. Who in the room would not fuck Rob Lowe? Oh, say... No,
Shane's hand went halfway
up. No, don't you dare. It's like, dude,
come on.
You dare. Is Shane Filipino?
I don't know.
I can't tell.
Last question.
Uh-huh.
Every week,
really
important stuff here.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a bowl of cereal before today, when you had about 70, and what was it?
Oh, like before the... like this morning.
Okay, what was it?
Doug, it literally every single fucking morning.
That's why you're here.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think I'm like fucking around?
No.
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 I'm most certainly not fucking around.
So what was it?
It was a healthy cereal. Yeah, it was a healthy cereal.
I'm clean, man.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I slept over at a lady's house last night. Yeah, she's got big hands.
Hey.
Yeah, she's kind of got like a John Lovitz type body. Mm-hmm. Kind of a John Lovitz type of vibe.
Kind of
going
hands
on.
That use ladles and...
No, she can palm a basketball. This girl will dunk on you. She will tomahawk jam in your face. I woke up at her house. She had gone to work, which is like, you know,
that's like for losers.
Yeah. Right, you fucking proletariat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, started scouring through her house, like going through all her personal affects, like going through her computer, like all this shit.
Good.
And I was like, I want cereal. So I opened up the thing, and it was fucking like it was like a healthy cereal, but I had no choice. It was like Special K, and I didn't want it. But I wanted carbs so bad. I couldn't help it.
Go and get them.
Yeah, go and get them. Yeah. So it was basically a healthy choice that I made against my will.
All right.
By the way, it's very ironic that she eats Special K because she is very big. Like, very, very big. Like, and there's nothing healthy about her. She's humongous.
She sounds great.
She's just big, yeah. She's not, like, fat, necessarily.
Right.
She's got big, broad shoulders. Kind of vagina. Look kind of like a catcher's mitt filled with, like, chili.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's big. She's okay. Very big.
Yeah.
Sort of a wide-set vagina. Yeah.
Hey, look, she stocks cereal.
Definitely.
That's all I need to hear.
Definitely. She's got plenty of cereal, but it was all healthy. No guilty pleasure. No cheat day. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
None of that shit. I have a question for you.
Please.
Do you know of a website that's directed at men like 18 to 34 where I can possibly find out where in America to get the best craft beer and or poutine?
That's a really good site that everybody would benefit from.
Do you know where
from.
I can do that?
And yeah, I think that...
What would it be called? Because I need that. I need to find out, like, who's got the most wildest hamburger.
It's either... Okay. I've got two ideas here.
Okay. All right.
Either meatspin.com. Right. M-E-A-T.
A-T-S-P-I-N.
P-I-N.com. Thrillist is probably number two.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's one of those.
It's one of the two.
I would love to...
Go to both and see which one you
open
like.
Open both at the exact same time on different browsers.
Right.
Put them side by side. See if you can tell the difference.
Because I want to read an article called, like, the blueberry ale in Kansas City is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like... If every state was a meat, what kind of meat would it be? Shit like that.
That's a good question.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
You guys do good work over there. You guys do good work
We're
over
trying.
There. Yeah, totally.
Well, look, thank you so much again to our really lovely, lovely is the word that most people use to describe them, guests today.
I've had a really nice time.
Jew Diamond Phillips, a.k.a.
Mm-hmm.
Jews and Sarandon.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I think we hit that one the top.
The Fat Jew of Liberty.
Fat Jew of Liberty. That's good.
That's a good
is that
one.
A new one?
No.
I like that.
It's a new one. It's an old one.
Follow, you have the social medias?
Yeah. Just Google.
Yeah.
Just Google it.
Just Google away.
Just Google it.
Google image.
Yeah. I'm mostly found on Google Image.
Yeah.
That's a good call. You can look at my website, which is lemonparty.org.
Mm-hmm.
Google image me or just, you know, talk to people about me.
Yeah.
Mention my name. Say my name loud at a restaurant.
Say his name.
By the way, I feel insane.
Good.
I literally feel insane. Like I think I'm drunk and I have full blown diabetes. Yeah. I feel crazy.
Well, we forgot that we just basically ate three bottles of champagne. Forget the sugar.
Yeah. Honestly, I just farted and it went directly up into my own face and it smells like hair that's on fire. It smells horrible.
All right. Well, look, let's deal with that.
I had a really nice
together.
Time. I had a really nice time.
I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. You're a tasteful
Anytime.
Lover.
Anytime.
And a
tasteful,
except ever.
Just this time.
Except ever again.
This is it. Yeah.
Except ever again. And fuck you to the Golden Crisp Bear.
Agreed. All right. That's it. Stop by Heritage Radio every week, Wednesday at 5. Download Serial on iTunes. Tell your friends, even if they eat stupid grapefruits for breakfast.
Ugh.
We'll see you next week. Some more Serial.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.